Were you in Moscow during the events described that led to the White House assault? Could you just please share us some of the details with us?
Actually, I was not in Moscow. I came to Moscow just at the end of the events because I was in Krasnodar doing a photo reportage. And on the way back, we stopped in Moscow with a friend of mine, a journalist. And I was there, but I don't exactly remember the dates because it's many years ago.
Mm-hmm. So you were actually here quite accidentally and found yourself in the midst of it.
Yes, exactly. I was accidentally because, I mean, I heard about all the events when I was in Krasnodar. And when we stopped, we decided to stay in Moscow a few days. And with a friend of mine, a photographer, Laurent Stoup, who was based in Moscow, we decided to go and look. And the events were already finished, actually. But what happened, the day we were walking around, we felt in the air some kind of danger. And actually, there were some shootings that took apart. And we decided to just move fast away from the area. But we ended up under the fire of a sniper, which means that we had to hide behind a small wall. And I was the first to say that we couldn't stay because we were in heavily, very dangerous because the guy was really directly shooting at us. So I ran from the wall to a car that was parked like 25 meters. I hid behind the car and the sniper shot in the car. And then I just ran away to a hotel. And don't ask me exactly where it was because I can't remember.
That certainly sounds terrifying. You said that you actually sensed danger in the air. Am I correct?
Yes. Well, actually, we were walking. At a certain time, it's like all the birds started to stop singing, and I felt there's some kind of danger around. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, we heard the shooting. We moved, we ran, and we were very lucky to find an angle behind a wall. And when I said he was really shooting, I mean, I could feel on the angle that was maybe, I don't know, 40 centimeters away, the wall, boom, the small part of the wall where we're going in the air. I found a little piece of the stone in my shoes later on. So we were really the target.
That is horrific. What was the atmosphere in Moscow at the time? Because you said that the events, the basic events had by then sort of wrapped up, but there was obviously this mood that you could sense, right?
Well, actually, you know, the atmosphere is like always when you are in crisis. You have a part of the town we came from where people were enjoying themselves. They were, I mean, having food or enjoying a drink, a coffee. And then suddenly you walk and you are at the wrong place, exactly at the wrong time. And if you are lucky, you could avoid all the problems. And if you're not, you really have to hide and find an exit. So it's a mixture, but it's always like this in a war zone, is that at one point there's the maximum crisis and the others people are going on their daily lives.
Exactly. You're a photographer, so I suppose you know what it's like to paint a picture, even with words, perhaps, that would be very vivid. Could you perhaps just use some more brush strokes to paint a picture of the way Moscow looked at the time and the mood of the people?
Well, to be honest, I mean, the events took place maybe around 11:30. We were in the streets from 9 in the morning, so I mean, to me, I mean, I was in Moscow 10 days before on the way to Krasnodar. And the town looked like nothing had happened because everything that did happen close to the White House. So if you were not aware that something would have happened, you would not even notice it. I mean, by getting closer to the area, we started to notice that there was a lot of police, there was a lot of military, and that the situation was tense. But if you don't know, I mean, you could even not notice it.
Did you take photographs?
Well, to be honest, very few. Very few. I mean, I was... I really ran for my life. I was not the only one. I mean, my friend Luigino, the journalist, had to run, and Laurent. We all ran. Really, we saved our lives. And then after we went from this hotel and we moved maybe a kilometer away, And we sat and had a big coffee and said that our heart was still beating very, very, very loudly.
Mm-hmm. Did you leave practically the next day, or did you have some more days to spend in Moscow?
To be honest, I think I don't know if I left the same day or the day after. Mm-hmm. All I remember that we didn't know if the airport was open, if we could fly, but everything was normal at the end, of course.
Did you were you at all aware of the whole political undertones of what was happening?
Well, as I said, I was in Krasnodar, mm-hmm. and at the time there were not all these wonderful internet connection, everything. We were doing a story, so we had some. We had a wealthy Russian businessman telling us more or less what did happen. Our translator was helping us, but we were not that aware. I mean, we didn't see many images on the television, so I was not that aware that it was so big. I knew that there was some kind of a political turmoil and everything, and something was happening. It would go one direction or the other, mm-hmm. but more, no, we were not that aware. You, I mean, we were lacking information, to be honest.
You didn't have a chance to speak, perhaps, to any other foreign journalists here at the time?
Well, actually, yes, I have, because where I was staying, it was a friend of mine. She's a journalist, and she told us when we were in Moscow. She told us about the event. The reason why we decided to have a look, because we arrived a day, and the next morning we happened the fire. Mm-hmm. So she was telling us more what did happen. So I had more information when I was in Moscow than when I was in Krasnodar.
I see. What about the local people? Did you get any impression of the reaction of Moscovites to what was happening?
Well, in Krasnodar, the people were very much scared that it could go the wrong way, mm-hmm. because it was the opening of this new liberal economy, and this businessman that was our guide, and that were he was. He didn't want the system to go back. He wanted the opening. So, of course, I mean, they were scared that, let's say, the bad guys would win.
Mm-hmm. What about people here in Moscow? Any impressions?
In Moscow, I didn't have too many contact mm-hmm. with the locals. I had locals with contact with the journalists, with the foreign press. So, I mean, they told me more or less also the same story. I mean, everybody was hoping that Yeltsin would make it, because it was the sense that the history was going on.